you wrote commentaries and so on Matthew and John. Are there any other books in the New Testament that would be suggested reading that would be also, did Paul write anything else other than the Acts in the New Testament?
Okay, well, the question is that do you have any other commentaries on the New Testament besides Paul, Matthew and John? Matthew, what is that two? Mark. And Luke, almost all the same. And if you have the commentary on Matthew, you're almost Mark and Luke were the same, almost the same, a little different, not much. And the only difference really was John. John wrote much mystical way of the experience of Christ and the Word, and the Word was in the beginning was the Word, and it was very important to actually explain what that Word meant. So I was never inspired or really wanted to write any commentaries on anything else, you know, from the Gospels. But just when this question came up, I realized really, my friend, you write commentary on Matthew, you almost have it. The other two, the only difference is John. And we never really, as I said, the Acts always came to me as a lot of man-made, you know, ideas came into it. And the only other book left was the Revelation, which we have a complete commentary in the whole Revelation. So in a sense, what Christ taught and brought to humanity is covered in Matthew, John, and the book of Revelation. The Revelation of Revelation is the conclusion of Bible. So Revelation really concludes the Bible and makes the book complete. Genesis is in this introduction, the rest is what happened to the time of Christ, and then Revelation comes and says there are four more to come. So, but that is the Bible, and the rest of them are going to be separate scriptures. They are. So, but did Paul write anything else besides Acts? Apparently not. We don't have anything that did he write in the Epistle. Yeah, and also the letters to Romans. It's in the Bible, isn't it?
Philippians.
Yeah, they're all in Acts. They're not something out of Bible, are they?
Well,
they're in
part. Yeah,
they're in
one part of the epistle.
They're
separate
books.
Yeah, but they're all part of
them.
When you say Acts, you mean the whole part.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah. But there's nothing out of Bible. There's nothing out of Bible.
I don't know.
Is there any books out there that written by Paul? Paul?
I think what she means is she's talking about the Acts as one book and each of the epistles of the way they are in the Bible.
Yeah. Then we talk about Acts meaning the whole thing between the four Gospels, after the four Gospels to the Revelation. That is what I'm referring to Acts. I refer to all those books as Acts, books of Acts. So that's what I mean. That part of the Bible, they have a lot of truth in them, but they are not completely, you know, from Christ itself. Does that make sense to you? Answer your question?
Yes, Maitreya, it does. It would be very helpful when speaking to Christians about your teachings. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, again, as usual, I...